In Jesus' name we pray. Our Father, we have come again. I pray that we will touch you. Lord, I ask that the people shall really know that we need to touch you, so that others will see your presence in us, will see your power in us, will see your glory in us, and be blessed in Jesus' name. This morning, I believe your word will produce results in the lives of these men and women in Jesus' name. Thank you, blessed Father. In Jesus' name, we pray. Be seated. This is another day, prophetic day of deliverance, the last Sunday of the month. I'm talking on a more sure word of prophecy. A more sure word of prophecy. You know, just as the song goes, if we will touch Jesus, others will know that we have God and they will be blessed. Everybody needs to look for a way to touch Jesus. Everybody needs to touch Jesus. That is the essence of Christianity. In the book of 2 Peter in chapter 1, a more sure word of prophecy. I read from verse 13. Yea, I think it meant as long as I am in this tabernacle to stir you up by putting you in remembrance. Knowing that shortly, I must put off this my tabernacle, even as our Lord Jesus Christ has shown me. Moreover, I will endeavor that ye may be able, after my disease, to have these things always in remembrance. For we have not followed cunningly devised fables, when we made known unto you the power and the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For you received from God the Father honor and glory, when there came such a voice to him from the excellent glory, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And this voice which came from heaven we heard, when we were with him in the holy mount. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well, that yet take heed as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Amen. Beloved, I want to let you know, just like that song says, Peter was a man that touched Jesus. And he brought Jesus to men. And men, through him, know that there is God. They knew that there was God, and they are still knowing that there is God. Praise the Lord. These people touch Jesus. We live in a generation where people don't care to touch Jesus. They have an encounter with him. They met with him. So their lives shine as a light. Why? They were conscious. They knew who Jesus was. They were concerned about this man called Jesus. They gave themselves to it. But today, people do not want to touch Jesus again. People want to be satisfied with stories. They want to be satisfied with stories. Story, story, story. Like we have in Nigeria. Story, story, story government. Since I grew up from the 70s to the 80s, story, story, story. is what I've been hearing in this country. Now, it has come to a time when people are asking questions. When shall we stop telling story? I pray your Christianity will not end this story. I pray it will not end the story. In Jesus' name. These people touched Jesus. Peter said, I want to have you in remembrance. I know very soon I'm going to give up this tabernacle. After my disease, so that you will remember what I told you. I am going to give up this tabernacle as my Lord Jesus has shown me. He said, but before then, he said, I want to tell you something that you must always remember. That we have not followed cunningly devised fable. We didn't follow stories of men. We didn't follow stories. Cunningly devised fable. Story. You know, it was like this. He will not like this. He do like this. He do like this. He do like this. No. We follow what we saw and heard. Hello? Let me touch Jesus. He said, we made known unto you the power and the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we're eyewitnesses of his majesty. We were eyewitness. We saw his majesty. We saw his glory. We did not follow story. People are satisfied with stories today. Stories. They are not looking for to touch Jesus. Listen to me. I'm not yet satisfied about the little knowledge I have about God. I'm telling you. My heart is crying. I want to touch this man called Jesus Christ. This one that passed through the world and the world could not remain the same again. I want to touch him. I want to see him. I want to relate with him personally. He said, for he received from God the Father honor and glory. When there came such a voice to him from the excellent glory. This is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. And this voice which came from heaven we heard. May you hear. This voice. Do you know people can be in where the voice of God is and they hear nothing? This voice we heard. We were with him in the Holy Mount. We were with him. And we heard the voice. We have also, it now brought you to the second aspect. So that let it not be that you say, well, I didn't hear. I was not there. I wasn't in the holy mountain. So I did not hear. Okay. Now, verse 19. We have also a more sure word of prophecy. A more sure word. More sure. This one is more sure because this one is available to you now. Whether you were with Jesus in the Holy Mount or not, this one is here. Hello? A more sure word of prophecy. Whereunto ye do well, that ye take heed. You will help yourself. You will listen. If you will not be distracted. If you will not be so distracted by the things of the world. If you will not be looking up and down and your ears are in another place. As unto a light that shineth in a dark place. When the prophecy comes to a man, light will shine inside darkness. Until the day we dawn, yes, and the day star will arise in your heart. Oh, you say, I got it. Praise the Lord. I got it. I can never remain the same again. The day man have an encounter with a more sure word of prophecy, that man will see light that shines in the darkness. You know, my pastor was talking about operation of witchcraft. Why wouldn't witchcraft be very powerful in our nation today when people do not have an encounter with Jesus? Why wouldn't there be so much of witchcraft manipulation when the people that have no more sure word of prophecy, no day star that have arisen in their heart? No day star. Witchcraft and wizards have been oppressing from the time immemorial. But you see, in our nation today, in our continent today, witches and wizards are almost getting grants. Why? Because the church have lost the power. The church world of prophecy, they don't understand it. The Bible said, why? They are not taking heed to it. They don't listen. The day is not dawning in their heart. May the day break. The day will break. A man that could not see, his eye will be open. And he said, I can see. The witches cannot confront a man who have the word of God. Praise the Lord. Church is not story. Listen to me. Church is not story. Church is encounter. Amen. Have a more encounter. Have an encounter with the master. A more sure word of prophecy. And the day will dawn. And the day star will arise in your heart. Knowing this fault, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. It's not man that decided to write Bible. Like some of you think. Is it not man that wrote it? Is it not somebody that write it down? That's what you are thinking. The Bible says, no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in all time by the will of man. It was no man that decided to say. Just like people have decided to say today. He said, but holy men. Mark it. Number one, holy men. Holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. They were holy men. They were not sinful men. They were not wicked men. They were not unrighteous men. They were the ones speaking as the Holy Ghost was moving them. And they were establishing God's mind for man. That is the most short of prophecy of the Bible we have today. I've told you time without number. The entire Bible is a book of prophecy. Before Jesus was born, prophecy has gone ahead. That a child is going to be born. That the whole world's government will be upon his shoulder. His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor of the Mighty God. And the time came, the thing was fulfilled. That is the world. So today, every prophecy that is of God shall be fulfilled in your life. So, believing what is written will deliver you from all afflictions of life. Yes. Peter called it a more sure word of prophecy because it is more sure than any other prophecy that any man can give today. Because it has been proven and tested. He went through fire 7 times. This prophecy. More sure than any prophecy anybody can give today. In Psalm 19. Psalm 19. This prophecy of the scripture that human beings are playing with today. The Bible says, I read from verse 7. It said, the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eye. May your eye be enlightened. Enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgment of the Lord are pure and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold. Yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant weighed, and in keeping of them, there is great reward. If you can keep the prophecy of the scripture, you are going to have great reward. The reward of the present and the reward of the future. That is what it is. Satan knows this very well in chapter 12, in Psalm 12, verse 6. Satan knows this very well. That's why he keeps men away from it. Psalm 12, in verse 6, the Bible says, the words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in the furnace of earth, purified 7 times. These words of the Lord are pure words. Listen to what the word of the Lord says. Not what your neighbor is saying. Not what your government is saying. The word of the Lord are pure word, purified, tried in fire, several times purified. This Bible that people are joking with is what we judge man. Amen. So, the devil knows this very well. Therefore, he distracts man so much. Not to give attention to the world. Today, people celebrate prophecies and revelations of men more than the prophecy of the scripture. You hear a man say, hey, somebody said, oh, one prophet came and he saw. He said like this. But what of this one? This one that had been written for hundreds of years. What did he say? They don't even know it. They celebrate the prophecies of men more than the prophecies of the Bible. That is the generation where we are. A more sure word of prophecy. That's why there is a decay. That's why there is a decay. In Psalm 105, the Bible says, in verse 12, it says, when there were but a few men in number, yea, very few, and strangers in it, when they went from one nation to another, from one kingdom to another people, he suffered no man to do them wrong. Yea, he reproved king for their sake, saying, touch not my anointed, and do my prophets no harm. This is the only scripture that when a man have it, you are self-anointed. Praise God. Praise God. When you carry what is written here, you have the anointing from heaven. Because the scripture is anointed. Look at the scripture. He suffered no man to do the wrong. Say, touch no man anointed and do my prophets no harm. Moreover, he called for a famine upon the land. He break the whole staff of bread. He sent a man before them, even Joseph, who was sold for a servant, whose feet they hung with fetters. He was led in iron until the time that his word came. The word of the Lord tried him. The king sent and loosed him, even the rulers of the people, and let him go free. He made the Lord of his house and ruler of all his substance to bind his princes and his pleasure. At his pleasure, and teach his senators wisdom. Israel also came into Egypt, and Jacob sojourned in the land of Ham, and he increased his people greatly and made them stronger than their enemy. May you be stronger than your enemy. He did this prophecy of the scripture to be stronger than your enemies. Praise God. Praise God. Yes, to be stronger than your enemies. That is the only way, the prophecy of the scripture. He told their heart to hurt his people, to deal subtly with his servant. He sent Moses, his servant, and Aaron, whom he had chosen. They show his signs among them and wonders in the land of Ham. He sent darkness and made it dark, and they rebelled not against his word. He turned their waters into blood and slay their flesh, fish. Their land brought forth frogs in abundance in the chambers of their king. He spake, and there came diverse sorts of flies and lice in all their coasts. He gave them hail for rain and flame fire in their land. He smote their vines also and their fig tree and break the trees of their coast. He spake, and the locusts came out, caterpillars, and they that without number, and did eat up all the herbs in their land, and devoured the fruits of their ground. He smote also all the firstborn in their land, the chief of all their strength. He brought them forth also with silver and gold, and there was no one feeble person among their tribe. Oh, the Lord shall give you strength today. There was no one feeble person among their tribe. No one feeble man, because they trusted in his word. When you trust in this word, you will never be a feeble man. No. You will not be a weak person. No. 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 There was no feeble man among their tribe. It was glad when they departed, for the fear of death fell upon them. The enemy see the people of God, they fear. Why? Because they carry his words. Yes. He spread a cloud for a covering and fire to give light in the night. The people asked, and he brought quails and satisfied them with the bread of heaven. He opened the rocks, and the water gushed out. They ran in and drank in the dry places like a river. For he remembered his holy promise and Abraham his servant. And he brought forth his people with joy and his chosen with gladness, and gave them the land of the hidden, and they inherited the labor of the people, that they might observe his statutes and keep his law. Praise ye the Lord. The reason is that they might observe his statutes and keep ye his law. That was why he delivered them. You remember what happened in Egypt? What was the secret? The prophecy of the law. God said to Moses, go there and set my people free. Even though they have been captive for a very long time, Moses said, how will it work? It will work. Go there. Tell Pharaoh, let my people go. And he obeys. I want you to take note today. What is written in the world can rewrite your destiny. The thing written down here can rewrite your life. Whatsoever the devil have said, if you can take it to what is written here, every decree of the enemy will be cancelled immediately. But if you don't listen to what is here, the devil will continue on his business. He will continue. If only you can give heed to what is written down, accept it as God's solution for your escape in this troubled world. Israel was in a great trouble in Egypt, just like we are in Nigeria today, under the oppression of demonic politicians. The case of Nigeria is just likened to the case of Israel in Egypt. Praise the Lord. Yes. Exactly. Exactly the same. Exactly. If God can hear the cry of his people in Egypt and send them a deliverer, I speak to you today that the righteous in this nation, those that put their trust in God, shall be free in the name of Jesus. We shall be free. I tell you the truth. We shall be free. We are in slavery in our own country. Slave trades. The politicians have hijacked the country for years. Over 40, 50 years, they have been in power. Have you ever sat down? You see, somebody will finish as a governor, he will go into this house, into the Senate. You finish as a senator, you go to become the governor. You will finish. They are rotating themselves and they are collecting pension. As a governor, you serve for 4 years, 8 years, you will be having pension for life. They collect millions of naira. They have eaten Nigeria dry. They ate it dry. Where would they have the money for roads? Those corrupt money they are collecting. Judgment day has come. Tell your neighbor, judgment day has come. Before Jesus will come, judgment will come to the politicians in Nigeria. If they refuse to change, judgment day has come. I'm telling you, judgment day has come for them. They had the nation in a grip. That was why how Israel was suffering in Egypt. Pharaoh said, where are you going? Give them body. They are giving Nigeria's body. That's why you see criminalities everywhere. People are not honest. They don't want to go to church. They don't want to go to where they're righteous. They call you must tell her. You must steal. You must do maga maga. Deliverance is coming for us. Yes. Listen to me. It is not only freedom to get to heaven. It is a freedom from earthly bondage. Earthly bondage. Freedom from financial bondage. Freedom from the bondage of sicknesses and disease. They keep the hospital so that when they are sick, they just fly themselves to abroad and go and get a proper treatment and no treatment for ordinary man. That's how people are dying. Or dying anyhow. Dying anyhow. Little sickness. They are not. Because do they even have the money? And not that Nigeria doesn't eat good food. They eat what they see, not what they like. Bondage of hopelessness. The youth that you see there, that they are protesting, they are hopeless youth. Where is the hope? Go to university. University for what? You come out napping. If you like, get degrees. Hopelessness. Hopelessness. They don't even know what to do. They are telling them, we'll share 30,000 for you. Don't worry. We'll dash you money. Politician will come and dash them 2,000. Oh yeah, go and carry pile up us. That's the business they give to their generation to do. That's why the people say enough is enough. Enough is enough. We pray, if Christ tarry, all these politicians will be judged before the next election. Yeah. Educational bondage, the kind of school they go in Nigeria, that's not the type of school they go in other parts of the world. Go and find out. School that you go and come at, you have nothing to offer. You don't have anything to offer. You don't even know what to do. You just go, come, so that they give you paper. Paper that cannot buy anything. Paper that cannot be useful for anything. Other nations have refined the educational sector long ago. Right in their university, you see some in some country, 2 years, 3 years, you are already a graduate. They train you on a particular profession. And you come out, you can stand. But Nigeria school, it's like, let my people go. Bondage of fear of attack every day. Today, Nigeria lives in fear, panic, not knowing what is going to happen in the next minute. On Friday, that's our parents were calling me here. Hey, they said there's going to be riot. Oh, we want to come and carry their children. Oh, fear every day. People do longer sleep. Because they are afraid. Deliverance is coming for us. Deliverance is coming for us. I command deliverance for you today from all form of bondage in the name of Jesus. Bondage of poverty. That people are so poor that they cannot even, their brain is no more working. When you go to the streets of Nigeria, anger everywhere. If you dare touch anybody, you will abuse your grandmother. Because he's have no food in the house. Anger everywhere. Frustrated people. Confused human beings. All over the streets. Because their government have put them in bondage. Listen to me. Before I pray for you. For this prophecy to be real in your life, you must do the following. Number one, believe the word of God as it is written or as it is spoken. Believe it. When Moses went to Egypt, there were some people who said, who is this man? Go and sit down. But Moses came with the word of God. Moses came with the word of God. The people that believed him, they saw what God did. They saw it. Don't doubt what God is going to do. I'm telling you, God cannot leave us in bondage in the name of Jesus. Believe the word of God as it is written, as it is spoken. Yes. God said to Moses in Exodus chapter 3, he told him, he said, go. Go, I'm the one sending you. He said in verse 6, Exodus chapter 3 verse 6, moreover, he said, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt, and I have heard their cry by reason of their taskmaster, for I know their sorrow. And I have come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them out. Up out of that land, unto a good land, and a land, unto a land flowing with milk and honey, unto the place of the Canaanite, and the Hittite, and the Amorite, and the Perizzite, and the Hivite, and the Jebusite. Now therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel has come unto me, and I have also seen the oppression wherewith the politicians are oppressing us. Come now, therefore, I will send thee unto Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. We shall be free. I say we shall be free. God has sent me to tell you Nigeria shall be free. We will be free from these wicked politicians. The Lord will deliver us because they are wicked, heartless human beings. Heartless human beings. Listen to me. There's no fear for anybody. We fear no man. Anybody can die anyhow. Those that died through the protest, they were not thinking they were going to die. But they died. And they died for a just cause. How can man stay in frustration? The four lepers say, if we stay here, we will die. If we enter there, we will die also. So let's go there. If we die, we die. Praise the Lord. The time of deliverance has come for us. Number two, ignore the present circumstances of your life. Don't give attention to it. Rather, give attention to what the Word of God says. Don't bother. Ignore that sickness. Ignore that poverty you are. You are soon going to be delivered from that situation. Don't bother yourself. Don't go and be crying, clamoring in the street. Don't you see me and they suffer? Forget it. Forget it. You are soon going to be free now. Your suffering is coming to an end. In the name of Jesus Christ. Yes. There was trouble yesterday, but deliverance has come today. Number three, go back in prayer with the prophecies of God. Tell God, this is what your servant says. This is what the scripture says. I am free. I cannot live in this situation again. I refuse to be living in this environment. I refuse to be living this kind of life of oppression. They just increase minimum wage to 30,000 naira. And a bag of rice is how many thousand? Huh? So if you ever got the 30,000, go and buy one bag of rice and be chopping it. With any water you see, just pour inside and be eating it. You will not buy anything else. Wicked people. If you don't want to be a president, they force you. Nobody force you. Number four, declare with your mouth that you are free constantly, consistently, willingly, and intentionally. I'm intentionally telling you that I cannot remain in bondage. You must be free. Freedom is our own. Yes. Jesus paid the price. We will no more live in bondage. Take notes. Certainly, the voice of doubt, fear, will still come, but do not mind that voice. Mind what God has said. You should remember what happened in Egypt between Moses and Pharaoh. Initially, it looked like the enemy, Pharaoh, was going to win the battle. Because when Moses came to tell Pharaoh that let my people go, he went and increased the burden. And the people cried. Hey, what is this? Even Moses was saying, God, what is happening? You have not delivered the people. It's since I came to tell them the trouble have increased. That is how it used to be. Very soon you will see deliverance will come. But at long last, you saw what happened. God won the battle. My God will win over Nigeria. My God will win over your sickness. My God will win over your poverty. My God will win over the trouble of your life. We are going to read Psalm 108 before we pray. Psalm 108. The Bible says in Psalm 108. I read from verse 1. It said, oh God, my heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise, even with my glory. I will psaltery and harp. I myself will awake early. I will praise thee, O Lord, among the people. And I will sing praises unto thee among the nations. For thy mercy is great above the heavens. And thy truth reacheth unto the cloud. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens, and thy glory above all the earth, that thy beloved may be delivered, saved with thy right hand, and answered me. God has spoken in his holiness. I will rejoice. I will divide Shechem. I'll make out the valley of Succoth. Gilead is mine. Manasseh is mine. Ephraim also is the strength of my head. Judah is my Lord giver. Moab is my worst foe. Over Edom will I cast out my shoe. Over Philistia will I triumph. Who will bring me into the strong city? Who will lead me into Edom? We not thou, O God, who has cast us off. And we not thou, O God, go forth with our host. Give us help from trouble, for vain is the help of man. Through God we shall do valiantly. For he it is that shall tread down our enemies. Your enemies shall be swallowed. They shall be put tread down. Every oppression of your life. Yes, witchcraft is multiplying in your environment. Witchcraft is multiplying in your community. Witchcraft is going down around Nigeria. We shall overcome them all. It doesn't does it matter? Yes, they are casting spell upon people. They are killing innocent people. They are doing charm. They are because the people, the government has given them power to do charm and afflict people. Listen to me. All of us that trust in God, we are marching on to the promised land. We are going to march on the promised land. We are going to march on the promised land. In the name of Jesus. Rise up on your feet and declare, I shall be free. I am going out of oppression. I am going out of depression. I am going to be free. I cannot allow the money powers to oppress me any longer. Whether they are spiritual or physical, it doesn't matter. They are all witches and wizards. If you are either flying in the night or you are flying in the day, you are also a witch. It doesn't matter. If you are a devil, you are a devil. Whether you operate in secret or in the open, you are a devil and you are a devil. We shall win over them. Begin to declare, I will overcome. I will win over satanic powers. I will win over oppression in Nigeria. I will win over the bondage in this land. I will win. I will win. I will win. My family will win. My ministry will win. In the name of Jesus. Oh God! I believe the sure word of prophecy. I believe the word of the Lord. 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 I shall overcome. I will prevail. The hands of the wicked shall be destroyed in my life. Oh, my Father! True God will put down our enemies. True God, we will put down our enemies. True God, it's not by our power, by the power of the Lord. According to his word, we will overcome. If Israel went out of Egypt at last, we are coming out of the bondage, out of spiritual bondage, out of bondage of iniquity, out of bondage of sin, out of the bondage of wickedness. We are coming out. We are coming out. We are coming out. Witches and wizards have their own church today. They have their own church in Nigeria. They have it like that all over the place. Where witches and wizards go, they oppress and they lie free. Nobody trouble them. They are even giving prophecies too. They are also showing vision. They are showing vision. Oh Lord! We shall be free. It is time for us to be delivered. The grace of God is coming upon us. The strength of the Lord is coming upon us. Oh yes! My miracle is coming. My miracle is coming. Oh, my deliverer is here now. My deliverer. Oh, my miracle is coming. My miracle.
My miracle. up your hands to heaven and say, I receive grace to be a partaker of this end time blessing. For this end time blessing, for the blessings of the end time that is being released upon the righteous, the blessings of the end time, the strength of this end time, the miracles of this end time, the favor of this end time. Oh Lord, I will be a partaker. 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 I will be a partaker for the miracles of this end time. Oh Lord, yes, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. He that laugh at last will laugh at the best. I am a partaker of the miracles of this end of the year. In the name of Jesus, I'm a partaker. I am a partaker. I am a partaker. I am a partaker of the miracles of this end of the year. Yes, oh Lord. I appreciate you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. It shall happen in my life. 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 Open your mouth and declare your freedom is established. Shaka Baroboshi. Thank you, blessed Father. Oh, yes. God is angry with the wicked. In Jesus' name, I pray. Listen to me. God is angry with the wicked. He said, my people must be free. He said, my people must be free. The righteous must be free. Those that trust in the Lord must be free. Listen to me, listen to me. The battle of this time is very fierce. Please be careful. Please, please be careful. The righteous must be free. Those that trust the Lord must be free. Those that depend on God must be free. And more angels are being released to back you up right now. To back you up right now. He said, I see the affliction of my people and I am ready to set them free. Oh yes! Any hand that is stretch forth to hinder your deliverance, let them be cut off right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. When God say enough is enough, who is going to say, I will not allow it? Any man or woman that stood to say no way, his hand shall be cut off. Yes, the time has come for God to make you to laugh in the midst of your enemies. By the power of Jesus, receive your laughter. 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 In the name of Jesus Christ. When they take your name to that place where they used to take it to this time around, fire will blast their face. Fire will blindfold their eye. When somebody shall be sick because of you very soon, watch it, watch it. The arrows of God shall hit them. In that place where they are taking your name to destabilize you, to make you to be confused, to make you to be sickly, I come out, fire devour them. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The people of God must be free. Freedom is for the children of God. The Bible says we must no more go into the yoke of bondage. Jesus has given us liberty. Therefore, why should a man keep us in bondage? Right now, every satanic bondage in your life, every financial bondage in your life, I come out, be free in the name of Jesus. Be free in the name of Jesus. Be free in the name of Jesus. Wherever your life has been caged, wherever your business has been caged, wherever your family has been caged, I break that cage right now. 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 Be free in the name of Jesus. Whatsoever has been programmed for you for evil, it shall never come to pass. Watch it. It shall never come to pass. 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 Be free in the name of Jesus. As you live here today, the sound of freedom shall ring in your ears. The sound of freedom shall ring in your ear. The sound of freedom shall ring in your ear. The sound of freedom shall ring in your ear. The sound of freedom shall ring in your ear. In the name of Jesus Christ. Your battle will be taken over by God. Fear not, the Lord is on your side. Thank you, Heavenly Father. It is done. In Jesus' name, I pray.